Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Been profits from it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
It could have been that archetypal suitcase of money made from your window cleaning summer job that you put offshore. So that tax wasn't paid on that income or that capital gain originally, even before it started to accrue that gross interest.
That's a good point. In fact, I think one of the tax advisors this week was sort of quite clear on that it is also the capital that comes from any kind of untaxed source originally, which may sit offshore, is going after that as well. I think the other thing it's probably worth reminding listeners is that this isn't a sort of complete amnesty, declare your tax and pay it. You still get hit with a penalty, don't you?
You do, but a more limited penalty. I think the deal this time round is 10% of the unpaid tax. That's the penalty, compared to 30% if you leave it till after March. And I think the revenue obviously has left this fairly open-ended in the past. So depending on how you cooperate, depending on how much you try to hide the money, you could be hit with even higher penalties. I mean, one hears tell of penalties of up to 70%, and even prosecutions. And one should expect prosecutions. They have threatened prosecutions of very high-profile people, celebrities, financial journalists, politicians and so on. Although I don't think we've had any just yet. And of course, you still need to pay the tax that you owe, whether that's on the capital or on the interest earned while the money's been offshore.
But it's still clearly an incentive to get people to cough up now between, I think it's the 1st of September and the 12th of March next year. And it can't be entirely unconnected to the fact that there is a huge shortfall in the tax take for revenue customs. I think the figure that was published a few days back was 21 billion short year on year.
Absolutely, Matthew. And I think a lot of the people who have put money offshore will be well-to-do. Not always. It is often people who've just been involved in cash businesses, so they may not be very well to do at all. And they're